During the height of the Protestant Reformation, a series of five Latin statements became the battle cries of the movement. Sola gratia, salvation is by grace alone. Sola fide, through faith alone. Solus Christus, in Christ alone. Soli Deo gloria, for God's glory alone. The final of these five is Sola Scriptura, which means according to Scripture alone. The Reformers were stressing the fact that their doctrines were not going to be established on the traditions and opinions of men, but upon the clear teaching of the Holy Bible. But this leads to a question. Why should the Bible be the authority? Moreover, is the whole Bible trustworthy? Wasn't it written by men? And haven't we learned by experience that men have the capacity for error? Yes, the Bible was written by men, but its writing was superintended by God. The Apostle Peter says, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." This tells us that men were the instruments of God's word being given, which we see exemplified in the various styles of writing and vocabulary used by the various writers. But the Holy Spirit was carrying them through the process, ensuring that what was written was actually from God Himself. But doesn't this mean some of their own erroneous ideas and even prejudices could be introduced into the text? The Apostle Paul addresses this in his second letter to Timothy. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. The word breathed out is the Greek word theopneustos, and it combines the word for God and the word for breath. It is a unique term which can only be applied to the Bible. Nothing else in all of history, no council, no confession, no committee, and no individual has ever been given the qualification of being God-breathed. Only the Bible is God-breathed. The term breathed out by God is where Christians derive the term inspired, and it lays the foundation for the doctrine of inspiration. In addition, Christians have recognized two doctrines which are both related to inspiration, the doctrines of inerrancy and infallibility. Inerrancy and infallibility are similar, but not exactly the same. Inerrancy says that the Bible is without error, but infallibility means it is unable to err. Both are based on the perfection of God Himself. God is perfect, and therefore whatever He says is accurate and true. This is at the heart of the Protestant doctrine of sola scriptura. The Bible alone is the sole, infallible rule for faith and practice. No other source can claim higher or even equal authority to the Bible, and any teaching or practice which opposes the Bible is by definition unscriptural and therefore unchristian. The Bible is more than a book of ancient writings. It's more than just epic narratives, beautiful poetry, and grand prophetic utterances. The Bible is God's holy, inspired, and inerrant word.